main objective or purpose of Buddhist teaching is to understand our mind, understand our thought, understand our perception, and its effect to our emotions and feelings and our rest of the life. So not only understanding how our mind works, how our emotion works, after understanding of it, then the main purpose is to really tame or train, transform our mind or consciousness or emotions. So because of that, whatever practice we do, we're asking ourselves, is this related to train my mind or tame my mind? Otherwise, we'll be engaging with the practice, assuming that this is the Buddhist meditation practice or Buddhist practice, and it does not directly or indirectly help to tame and train our mind. So the next question is, how does tame and train mind look like? And the answer for that is, if our mind is tame, trained, then of course we have experience of mindfulness, experience of shamatha meditation, or vipassana, or other tantric practices, or bodhicitta. So you will experience very, very self-kind and self-compassion, as well as loving and loving kindness, compassion to others. So these are the signs that our mind is tamed. Now, within Buddhist teachings, either it is Theravadin or Mahayana or Vajrayana, all have one message, and that message is that our self-grasping is really the main source of our suffering. Self-grasping or self-centeredness or egocentric. So that also means even you have very, very strong loyalty towards Buddhist teaching practice, there can be some form of egocentric. if you take it very seriously and close the respecting other tradition and other approaches. So from the Theravadin teachings, although it will explain Vipassana practice or Four Noble Truths or Eightfold Path, but the whole purpose is to really reduce self-grasping. Self-grasping, reducing self-grasping through self-awareness, that could be one of the main methods used in Theravadin traditions. Although there are practices of loving-kindness, compassion, and joy, and equanimity, but really, the main purpose is to reduce self-grasping. Now, if we go to the next level of Bodhisattva, Bodhisattva still recognizes that the self-grasping or egocentric are the main source, but uses different method. So, reducing self-grasping through emphasizing altruistic thoughts or cherishing others or through broader understanding of loving-kindness and compassion. But it is the same purpose to still reduce this one source of our dukkha, and that is self-grasping. Now, among all the teachings of Mahayana, if you consider yourself Mahayana teaching practitioners, and the main practice, the essential practice, or the hard practice, is really compassion, actually. Because once there's a compassion, then it produces bodhicitta. Once we have a compassion, then the compassion preceded loving kindness and equanimity. So having compassion is embodiment of having all the teaching and practices. Even the sutra, Buddha made this comment. Well, there is a dialogue, actually. I like the dialogue part, like in Heart Sutra. So there is an audience asking if there is one important teaching or practices that I can do, what that will be. And then historical Buddha responded that although there are many, many teachings and paths, but if there is one practice that encompasses all the teaching practice, and that will be compassion. So let me share you some reasons why compassion is really the essential of all our practice. So first of all, compassion, according to Tibetan Buddhist teachings, compassion and loving kindness are one entity but two aspects. It's one entity because, for example, loving kindness aspires all, including us and others, to have positive experience in life and the sources of positive qualities, including happiness. But on the other hand, compassion is a mind that aspires all living beings, including ourselves, to be free from suffering and sources of suffering. So therefore, free from suffering is happiness. And experience happiness is free from suffering. So therefore, they are really one entity. But for the training purpose, maybe we can have different emphases. Maybe focus on freeing from the suffering and the sources, then we call it compassion. And then experience happiness and the sources of happiness, then we call it loving kindness. So not only that, compassion is embodiment of all teaching and practices, because if we cultivate this strong sense of understanding and practice of freeing suffering and the sources of suffering, so that means now we need to learn all the Four Noble Truths, all the teachings. We learn what is suffering. And by the way, my definition of suffering is a mental state that is incapable, inable, inability.